Hi.
Let's knock this out.
We literally just said, let's do this so we can
go to bed.
We're so lame and sold. And I have
and
a little
Dana's
cold.
And so sick.
I'm not so sick. That's what's so crazy. Like,
do you have laryngitis?
I don't think I do. Like, I definitely think I have something, whether it's allergies or sinuses or something. But, like, I feel okay. I normally
like to be close to Dana, but I'm trying not to catch this.
I woke up yesterday morning. I felt absolutely awful. Like, well, okay, day before yesterday, I was hungover. And I thought I had this terrible
headache. Time out. Let's talk about this. What happened?
Okay, so nothing. Like, this is so embarrassing. So, Saturday.
This is embarrassing.
Well, okay, so first off, I'm going to tell you guys about my whole weekend, actually. So you'll listen to this terrible voice. So I went to
I know why she has no voice, because she was like screaming.
I was screaming and cheering at the National Robotics Competition in Marion, Ohio.
Home of the Popcorn Festival.
Which, if you've never been to Marion, Ohio, you could go without going. Like,
well, so I was just at a board meeting, and my friend's daughter teaches there. Well, there's two. And she said that actually they get a lot of students that move in and out because they relocate to be near their parents.
Who are incarcerated.
Yeah. So it's actually like a pretty big prison there. The Marion Correctional Institution. High security, prison. I think.
Very much. Like, we drove by.
Scary people.
I would guess it's like driving like a quarter of a mile to a half a mile long while you're driving. Mm-hmm. It. Like, it's very long.
So, interesting question before. If your spouse was in jail or prison, would you let your children see him? Or
I think it would depend what they were in prison for.
They're in high-level security.
Again, I just would.
I feel like that's,
I'm thinking if my husband went to jail.
Like, if he went to jail for tax evasion, he'd probably be in a blue collar.
White collar crime. Right. So if Tom goes to jail, it's probably for white collar crime. I don't anticipate this happening because he's the most by the
book. I don't think I'd take my children to the prison.
And I guess it also depends how long. Like, if it's something that I genuinely feel that, like, he did nothing, like, he didn't do wrong, or, you know, he was wrongly accused.
Yeah, it's a really weird question.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Now, to piggyback off of that, I guess, because it made me think, and I was telling someone, we went to my friend Michelle's house on Saturday night, and I was telling her how you told me about your friend who's a teacher there, and we were saying how, like, yeah, I guess maybe I would do that. I would relocate if I was like...
Move your life for a criminal?
I don't know.
Criminal?
I guess it just depends on the circumstances. Like, if he committed, like, you know, killed somebody, dude, you're on your own. But, like, I don't know. Or, like, what about, like, if it's, like something, like, God forbid there was a car accident and someone died and he was at fault and he went to jail for it. Like...
Yeah.
I don't know. There's weird scenarios.
Weird car crashes, vehicular homicide.
Vehicular homicide. That's what I was thinking. I don't know. This is making me uncomfortable. But
okay, go on with your weekend. Just like it popped into my brain. I've been into a prison time.
You're very weird.
I've been to prison once. It was a high security in South Carolina. Have I ever said the story?
I clearly not.
Well, let's get back onto your track, but let me tell my story first.
Go.
That I worked for a family.
Hold on. Joe, you got to be quieter. We have a Fortnite competition going on behind us right now.
It's great. Rainy night. They should be inside.
Yeah.
I worked for a family. They had a factory inside a high security prison in South Carolina at the time. I don't know how it is now. They kept all the HIV patients all the HIV inmates together. So in this prison, working in this factory with knives, were all the HIV positive patients. It was an all men's security prison. So I went in. I was 18, so I was allowed to go in. I was terrified. I'm not going
to
lie.
Did you have the option to not go?
Yeah, but I said I would go.
You wanted to.
Yeah, I'd never been into a prison. I was thinking that'd probably be the only time I ever enter one, especially at an HIV positive prison.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they do now, so now I'm curious. So they had to be on their best behavior to work, and they actually got paid in this factory. It was interesting. I can't say I'd ever want to work in a prison. But a lot of good things happen in prison. People's lives get turned around. But I could never be a prison guard. I could never be a warden.
We have a friend who's a prison guard.
I just couldn't do it.
It's like Cuyahoga County Jail, like something.
But I just wouldn't want to do it. But, you know, I had to get searched. I had to put all my stuff in the thing. And I got shouted out by men. And
I would have probably liked that.
You would have liked that. I was like, please don't look at me.
Take a compliment where you can get
Dana
it.
Dana likes all the compliments. you know, and it was weird. I mean, they were cutting fabric and they were doing all the things and they had to be on their best behavior. But I just think like they make all these shanks out of like their toothbrushes and here we're giving them knives and they're cutting things. And
yeah, that seems a little backwards.
I don't know,
but I've never been in one. I've actually wanted to go. My mom went to Alcatraz in California.
Oh, she did.
She did like the tour. She said it was like the craziest, like super creepy thing she's ever done. Like it was very creepy, she said. But I think I would want to go. I think it would be cool. Okay, so.
Back to your weekend.
Back to my weekend. So Friday and Saturday, my son Sam participated in the National Robotics Contest competition in Marion. He and two other kids created, he's part of Jog Engineering and Robotics Gear. It's a 4-H group here in Geauga County.
Extra special. Never quite heard of one like ours.
It's really different.
In Geauga.
It's really different. My son is very into all things STEM. He always has been. And so when we found out that this was even something that we have so local to us, we had to jump at it for him. So he's been a member for like 3 or 4 years now. And this was his first year participating in this competition. I'm going to kill that kid.
They're fine. They're totally good. If you hear laughter and talking in the background, it's because the kids are having a fun time.
Killing people on Fortnite. Like
whatever. They're practicing their ambidextrous skills. Great. With their left and right hands.
It's wonderful. Anyways, so he not only participated, well, so they basically had to build, he participated in the Rescue Robot Challenge.
This was a weekend event.
It was a full weekend event. He's been working on this since October of last year, maybe November of last year. So he and two other kids in his group built a robot. The purpose of the robot is like it runs this course and it attempts to grab ping pong balls that are placed in certain places.
Or Sam did this.
Yeah. And it simulates as if it were rescuing out of a house and a fire or something like that. So anyways, so he went down Thursday. They were excused from school on Thursday and he went down with one of the other moms to practice. They get to see the course for the first time and he practiced and he came home so defeated. He was like, Mom, it is so much harder. Our robot doesn't fit into certain spots. Like, we can only get two of the four balls. Like, there's no way, yada, yada, yada. He was, like, devastated, defeated. So we wake up at 5 in the morning, Friday morning. We drive down because we're now going to spend the whole day there. And he went and he did a couple practice runs. And then he started and he figured out that he was able to get a third one. None of the groups were able to get all four. They have 3 minutes to complete it. So, bro. All I hear, bro.
At least he doesn't yell something back at you that rhymes with bro.
You're too loud. I am on this.
Well, he's there by himself. I thought they were both there.
No, he's talking to the other one upstairs. Okay, they can't even sit next to each other. Actually, I don't know. He might be talking to his friend. So anyways, so he did so well. And
to tell him what they wore that he designed.
Oh, he designed all by himself on the iPad.
With his Apple Pen.
With his Apple Pen, a thing that they named their group Gears 2030 because 2030 is his graduation year.
So cute.
Which is so cute. And he sent it to Kristen. Kristen printed it out on
Special transfer paper.
And we made sweatshirts for them to wear. So it was so cool. They all had matching sweatshirts. Which I'm super
glad. We should share a picture. They looked really cute.
I have a great picture of them. And I'm super glad that we did that because a lot of the groups did that. And I think they would have been disappointed if they didn't have those. So they ended up doing so well.
Did the eighth grade girls have those?
They did. They actually.
Oh, they did too?
Wait, they were better than us because we had a sweatshirt and it was a 2-day event. So our kids had to wear the sweatshirt 2 days in a row. And it was a white sweatshirt. So you can imagine how a 13-year-old boy would treat a white sweatshirt.
And girl.
But I'm talking about my son. The girls was clean, needless to say.
Sure.
And the other group, the eighth grade group that went, that was also from our school, had two t-shirts, one for day one, one for day two. They clearly thought this through a little further. But anyways,
so they didn't win.
They did not win. You want to know why? Because Sam's group won. They came in first place gold in all of the rescue robots.
To put this in perspective, and I'll tell you Sam's, our weekend story, but Sam's team won, but they only got a silver.
Your Sam.
My Sam.
Yes.
Did the same thing, robotics, same exact thing.
In college.
No, the same contest. Sam's team won too.
Right, but
back in the day.
They
only got a silver.
So this, when you were.
So Sam's team did better than they did.
When you were telling us that story, I wasn't.
Oh, you weren't
telling,
putting it. Yeah.
I was thinking currently.
No. Back then.
Yes. So they.
So
they,
Sam was saying how, our Sam was saying how much, like, what oh, a big wow, deal that they is. Got a gold. Yes. We only got a silver.
Yes. That's
a big deal.
Not everyone, just because you come in first, you are not guaranteed gold.
Mm-hmm.
So and this makes so much more sense now that you said that. So yeah, it was a really big deal. So it was awesome. So we came home Saturday afternoon, and we got invited to just go hang out at a friend's house last minute. So I wasn't going to go because I was kind of tired. And then I thought, you know what? I could really use a glass of wine. This was insanely boring. It wasn't boring watching
It's a real nerdy weekend.
But it's a very nerd fest. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, honestly, though, like, these kids are, like, the next, like, Jeff Bezos, the next, like, I mean, these are them. Like, these are going to, that's who's going
to
rule
well,
our IT
Well, I hope
world.
That, not that I don't want Sam to be that, but Sam's going to be more normal.
Yes, of course. But I'm saying that, like, these people are who are going to rule our IT world in the future. And, like, these kids are so smart. It is so cool to see how their minds work. But when
not how mine works.
When you are not as smart as them and it all goes over your head, you're like, I don't belong here. And you've never felt more out of place in your life. And so I was like, yeah, I would love to go hang out. I could really use a glass of wine. So I went over there and we were just hanging out and I brought a bottle of red wine and no one else drank red wine. So I poured myself a little and then I poured myself a little more. And then all of a sudden, and we were going home early because the boys had stayed home. So like, we didn't want to stay out late. These people live just around the corner. And, I drank a whole bottle by myself. Not realizing
I mean,
it.
I feel like I just said the other day, one glass turns into one bottle
you
for
did.
Dana.
And that doesn't actually happen regularly. And it did this time. And so when I woke up Sunday morning, which was also happened to be, I had to wake up early because Joey had a football game. And then we had to go to my baby brother's wedding shower. I felt like junk. And I just assumed it was a massive hangover. And this headache that felt like my head was in a vice was due to this hangover. Well, I'm on day three of a hangover or there's something else going on. I think I'm a little sinusy. I don't feel congested, but I have this lovely voice and my
Which
head.
Someone thought she was a man.
Oh, Bill and I had to make a phone call to our payroll company and we were on a conference call with them and the guy, apparently, I didn't hear this, but Bill has not let me live it down.
It was Dana.
He kept calling me Dana and he said, when he was talking to Bill, he said, okay, so it's okay for he...
And, for him to call me?
Right. And so Bill afterwards was like, do you hear him call you he? And I was like, no, but it's because I sound like a man, clearly. I think it's sexy. You can think it sounds like a man.
I heard Tom thinks that's very attractive.
I don't think he does because I think he's also staying as far away from me as possible.
If Tom's not here, he's playing bocce and golf, living his best life.
He really is tonight.
But he was nice.
He cleaned up. We had Passover dinner, happy Passover for those
Happy
celebrate.
Passover.
We had my family over for Passover dinner last night and Tom cleaned up the whole thing because I didn't feel well.
Tom normally cleans up the whole thing.
But he like really did it all, like way more. And I clean up sometimes.
You do, but Tom does. Like Tom is the lead cleaner upper. You let him and you should enjoy that your husband does
he
that for you.
He cleans up from dinner. He
Tom
does
is
not
a good
clean
man.
The rest of the house.
But Tom, I did have to get my own Diet Coke today because you're not here to give it to me.
He does not clean the rest of the house. He does clean up from dinner. So I'm not complaining about that. Yes, he's very good. So that was my weekend.
We should let this podcast go on forever so that when I go home, my laundry is all folded.
Do you think that's going to happen?
I think it is because, listen, we weren't going to talk about this, but then I thought this is a good topic. Because we had no clue what we were talking about before this. Sam came home from college. So he still has three finals to go, but his classes are done. He has a couple days in between. So he moved home. And I've always heard people talk about when your kid comes home from college. So I'm laughing because we're at the market. And I'm like, oh, Sam's home. Should we go over and like make sure he puts his stuff in his room before he just dumps it everywhere and leaves? Oh, yeah. By the time we got home, he'd already down the road. So we get home and Bill's like, whoa, I think it was even worse than he thought. Our kitchen counters were covered. Now, listen, we are glad to have him home.
Of
like,
course.
We love it. So we had so much laundry. Bill's like, I didn't even know he had this many clothes. So then we have to go to Campbell's pageant practice, which we can briefly talk about if we have time.
Will.
And we come home and there's more. Bill's like, where did he get this from? More laundry. I mean, I'm going to be doing laundry for days. So Bill's like, oh, we got to go switch the laundry. I'm like, oh, no, I already did. And right here is the pile of laundry that's been sitting here since I got in the shower. He's like, oh, I missed it. So if he just has that one load, that's all there is to fold, that would be really nice.
So in that room right there, currently there's about four loads that need folded. They're clean. but they need folded. And
there was a point in my life where my kids had to pick the laundry out of the basket.
That's what they're going to do tomorrow morning.
Because we were so busy.
I'm not going to do it tonight because I want to go to bed early and I'm off tomorrow. So I'm like, I will
fold. Oh, you them. Are? Mm-hmm. Oh, lucky you. I know.
Well, I'm going to work from home a little.
Yeah. But
I am home tomorrow so I can do laundry and I have full intent in getting that all done. I am not staying up tonight to do it. I am going to rest.
You need one of those shower melts.
I have one upstairs. I have a shower steamer.
I swear by those. They work.
I
love them.
And last night I took a shower with a shower steamer. I took NyQuil and I slept with a humidifier and I felt
so much
better.
1,000 times better
this
morning. You should rub Breathe on your chest. You know, that like concoction I gave you, put that on your chest.
No, didn't I? But the concoction, what happened? It got spilled all over my bag.
But then it healed you.
It did heal me, but now I don't have the concoction because our Disney hotel room reeked like that because it spilled everywhere. Wait, I was going to say, I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you have a rule in your house? This is random, but it's what I was dealing with right before.
We don't really have rules, but go ahead and ask.
No.
I feel like we have none.
So we have a thing in our house. I won't call it a rule. I'm getting beans. I'm dead. Joey, please. I'm podcasting. Everyone can hear you. So we have a thing in our house where if you start a sport for a season, even if you don't like it, you have to finish it out. You've made a commitment to a team.
Okay. Yeah.
And you have to finish it once it's begun.
Follow through.
Follow through. We have always done this with our kids.
We're the same.
We have stuck with that forever. Until now.
Oh, no. Who quit what?
Not yet. But Joey is currently in flag football, which he is obsessed with. It's his first year doing it. He had never played before.
Tom's living his dream. He's wanted a football kid.
He's got one in golf and one in football. He is literally living his best life. So he...
And he's married to Dana. Dana. Him.
Him.
His life is... It's the trifecta.
He's literally... I mean, he's really knocking it out of the park right now.
Yeah.
So he's playing football. Football does not end until the middle of May. Baseball starts Thursday. Practices are the exact same days at the exact same time.
Yeah, that's
Tuesdays
rough.
And Thursdays.
You haven't actually started yet, so if you quit now,
so
doesn't count.
Joey is telling us he's like, Mom, but I don't want to play baseball this year. I don't enjoy it as much as I used to, and I really don't want to miss football. I love football so much that I don't want to miss it. And I said, okay, what if you just start baseball like 2 or 3 weeks late and you don't miss any football? And you just start baseball late. And he's like, that's embarrassing. I don't want to start once my team has already like been together, which is understandable. I can respect that.
Can you get your money back?
There's the problem. So
your time has a value too.
Well, and there's the other part of it. And that's where Tom and I are struggling right now. So we're like, okay, one, do we hold our ground? Like you said you wanted to do it. Now you have to do it. But technically they haven't started yet. So we might be able to get around that rule. But two, I think we paid like $150, $125. It's not an insane amount of money. It's more principle that we paid this money. But then we're like, oh my God. Liv is in two sports. Sam is in golf. Joey in two sports. That's three kids in five sports for the next 2 months.
And don't forget 4-H.
Plus 4-H stuff.
For both kids. Olivia joined.
Yes.
Woo-hoo!
And so, plus the typical end of school year rush, right? Concerts. And
Thursday night.
One this week, one in like another week or two for the girls. So like, that, and then there's all that end of school year stuff that comes along with it. So in my head, it's a dream for him to not play. But we did pay the money and he made a commitment to a team. So what are your thoughts?
Well, so here, we already evaluated the other thing. So what if you did, if he did want to not start until later? And then you could say, Joey, we're not going to quit. You said you wanted to do it. We're going to let you start late and then you hop in and go.
But he doesn't want to do that. But
maybe that's what he has to do since he said he wanted to do it. On the other thing, like he hasn't practiced with the team at this age is probably not that big of a deal. But what if he really ends up loving baseball?
Well, that's what I'm afraid. I mean, he's played baseball for years. This will be his fourth year.
Right now he's like really into football. So he's
right.
He's forgetting
so
all that.
So he says that he loves
stuff.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but like he still says he loves basketball. Like he loves basketball. He loves football. He's like, baseball's kind of boring for me. Which I can understand that. Some kids
baseball
it is
boring.
Some kids, I was a softball player and it's my sport. So I love it. But
softball was your sport?
Mm-hmm.
You played softball?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, never knew it.
Mm-hmm. That was my sport.
I didn't
That's
know
why, like, it kills me that Liv is so passionate about volleyball.
But she does like softball.
She does like softball. She's just more passionate about volleyball.
Yeah. Got to so, pave yeah. her own way.
So I don't know what we're going to do. So if you have any ideas, I would love for you to reach out and tell me what you think. Like, do I just make my own life easier? It's the third kid.
Well, here's the other thing is that $150 when you break that out to...
Oh, that was your phone that just fell.
That was my phone. And when so you break that out to $25
a week. Or, yeah, probably
well, and
less.
Then your time. So if you pay yourself $25 to go drive him there, I mean,
I'm like, probably spending more in gas.
You're spending way more in gas,
so
way
girl
more
math,
in time.
Girl math, I'm actually making money by him not doing it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we solved that problem.
I think that works out well.
We just solved the world's problems here.
So we talked about what's that look, Liv? Does my hair look that great? I'm like, Bill said, so you're going casual tonight for the podcast. I mean, I'm like, yeah, I took a shower.
I don't feel well. So this is what you're getting.
Oh, we're over time. Anyways, really quickly, I was going to add in was that Sam had his collegiate contest.
Yeah.
Like Sam.
I know we're over, but let's talk about this real quick.
So it was basically the same thing in the Honors Engineering College. And they had 48 teams that competed, same, similar thing. Only theirs was an airport project. And they had a robot that had to transport the luggage. It had to get the passport stamped. It had to get the boarding pass printed. So higher level stuff.
For sure.
But same general thing. And we had real fun watching all the people.
It's really quite
all the students.
Opportunity to like it's this if you want some top quality people watching, you should go to a robotics
competition. These kids, but the one takeaway I would say in the Honors Engineering College, these kids when they lost, they still cheered. Like what they were doing was so fun to them that it really didn't matter. Although Sam's team did end up winning. They won $200 each, which was like super exciting, but they didn't even know what the prize was. None of them knew what the prize was, but it was a real nerd fest.
I know, but you know what? Those nerds, that's who